Touring Wichita Falls History, Section 3, Forever Lost Wichita Falls. We dedicate this section in memory of our community's lost or forever altered historic sites. We encourage you to get involved and volunteer with heritage preservation organizations in your community. Number 1, the Lake Wichita Pavilion. In 1910, the traction company owned by Kemp and Kell extended the city streetcar line to the pavilion which had been built by Lake Wichita. The Wichita Falls and Southern Railroad built a switch and spur to the pavilion. The building was named the Colonnade. It was 3 stories tall and 100 feet by 136 feet with a T-shaped pier or boardwalk. The first floor had a cafe and concessions, the second a soda fountain, and the third was a huge dance floor where well-known bands played for the events there. The area became so popular that excursion trains came from Fort Worth to enjoy the extensive entertainment facilities there, in addition to the pavilion, including a baseball park that seated 3,000 and amusement rides. Years later, the top floor was turned into a skating rink with an outside stairway and a wide circular porch with tables and chairs. The building and surface rights to the lake for fishing and boating were sold in 1938 to Roy Hyatt. Sadly, the building burned to the ground on November 19, 1955. Number 2, the Westland Texan Hotel, located from 510 to 512 7th Street. Construction on this building began in 1908, and by February 1911, Wiley Wyatt had completed the 3-story Westland Hotel at a cost of $150,000. By 1917, work was underway to expand the hotel with an additional 2 stories, and in 1924, the hotel was under new management and renamed the Texan Hotel. Over the next few years, the hotel underwent numerous ownership changes and several improvements. And in 1926, it was declared a modern, grand, 7-story fireproof structure with 100 rooms. Unfortunately, the building caught fire on Mother's Day, May 14, 1942, killing 4 people and destroying the adjacent studio hotel. Number 3, the St. James Hotel, located from 515 to 517 7th Street. This building was declared the most luxurious hotel west of Fort Worth upon its completion in 1893 and quickly became the center of social events in Wichita Falls. The 3-story building was built by Miles O'Reilly and featured ornate details including a large rounded crown. J.A. Kemp and Morris Lasker, a native of Prussia, formed a partnership in 1892 for the construction of this hotel. Mr. Kemp and his family once lived there for about 5 years. It's been said that the guests occupying the front rooms of the hotel on February 26, 1896, had a good view of the lynching that took place at 7th and Ohio, where the City National Bank building was situated across the alley from this hotel. Unfortunately, as newer hotels opened in the area, business began to decline and the building was demolished in 1929. Number 4, the Wichita County Courthouse and Courthouse Square, located at 907th Street. In September 1882, R.E. Montgomery, a land agent in the Wichita Falls town lot sale, gave the county 2 lots at 8th and Lamar on which to build a courthouse. When Wichita Falls was declared the county seat on November 12, 1883, the commission found the present building and grounds too small. Montgomery sold the county block number 149 of the original town site for $1. In 1884, a $33,500 contract was signed, and on November 15, 1917, a new building was occupied with an initial cost of $252,000. Over the next 50 years, the courthouse underwent many additions, alterations, and demolitions. Unfortunately, the majority of these improvements have rendered the exterior of the Wichita County Courthouse lacking in any historic or architectural integrity, as elements were gutted, removed, and some thrown into the Wichita River. This is a perfect example of what not to do in historic preservation. Number 5, the Union Passenger Station, located on Michigan Avenue between 7th and 9th Streets. Built between 1910 and 1911 based on a bid of $100,000, this station served a spectrum of people and eras in Wichita Falls, encompassing the Electra-Burke Burnett oil booms, World War I in Caulfield, the Great Depression, the KMA oil boom of the latter 1930s, World War II and Shepherd Field, through the waning years of railroad passenger service. The building architecture reflected Spanish traditions and featured a 90-foot-tall clock observation tower, a covered carriage entrance on 8th Street, archways outlined in stone, a red tile roof, and burnt yellow-brown brick. Unfortunately, within months after the last passenger train passed through, on September 11, 1967, the station was demolished. Number 6, the Walter M. Pretty House, located at 1012 Harrison Boulevard. Built in 1915 by Walter Pretty, a prominent Wichita Falls oil man, this house was an excellent interpretation of the prairie-style architecture prevalent in many areas of the city, particularly in the surrounding neighborhoods and the nearby bungalow section of the Floral Heights addition. The house was occupied by the Pretty family until a short time before its purchase and restoration for Lamar Baptist Church in 1984. By 2009, the costs to maintain and operate the building were too much for the church, which sought to donate it to nonprofit organizations focused on preserving history as a potential alternative to demolition. However, due to the cost and uncertainty of having the home cut into 3 to 4 sections and then relocated to another site, no local nonprofit could finance the deal. A public auction was held May 31, 2010, to sell the home piece by piece, both interior and exterior, in order to save components prior to the pending demolition. Number 7, the Buchanan Terrace Apartments, located at 1307 Buchanan. Although not the first modern apartment house built in Wichita Falls, the Buchanan Terrace Apartments were among the earliest and date back to around 1920. The 12,672 square foot building was considered an Italian Renaissance style and featured decorative brickwork at the roofline of the front facade and decorative metal cornice with paired and single metal brackets. This three-story brick apartment building originally was designed for 18 units, but was demolished due to safety concerns in 2005 after many decades of neglect and attempts to renovate. In its place is a sizable vacant lot about a third of an acre for future infill development within the West Floral Heights Historic District. We mourn the demolition and irreversible alteration of these sites. For every site destroyed, a piece of history is lost forever. Please consider supporting historic preservation in your community.